long day in the field. It could have been longer, I guess.
Yeah, it could have been. We stuck at it pretty well. I think there was a time there where we struggled to get wickets, but persisted pretty well. And that's the key on this sort of surface. I mean, it's 5 days old now, including that ODI on Sunday. So, yeah, I'm not expecting it to do an awful lot, but just the sort of invariable bounce starting to creep in a bit. But that's what we expected.
Is it still too good a surface to get a result, you think?
Yeah, I think so. Quite a bit of the pace is out of it. It was pretty good day one and two. I thought it carried quite nicely, but the ball's getting soft very quickly, although that does bring, it has brought reverse swing in. So that is, that's obviously something you've got to watch out for, but it's not happening, I don't think it's happening quick enough to be a threat, really.
So you've got 106-run lead, you've still got 8 wickets remaining. What's the thoughts going ahead to tomorrow?
Yeah, I think we obviously need to bat ourselves into a position where we can't give them a sniff to chase it down. The outfield is quick, and I think if you do stay positive and on there, there are runs. So, yeah, I think as soon as we probably get close to 200, another 100 in the morning would be great just to sit a bit easier after lunch. But yeah, I don't think it's going to, I'd like to think it's not going to be a result wicket, but you never know, it's a funny game.
Sure. Now, what about you? 3 wickets for you today.
Consolation wickets. But yeah, still not feeling anywhere close to where I'd like to be. It's been very frustrating. But it's getting there. It's getting there very, very slowly. So yeah, hopefully a sign of sort of things to come.
Did you feel better today?
Yes and no. Patches, I think. Still going at 5 and over, which is unacceptable. So yeah, nice to pick up some poles, but as a whole, not overly happy.
But to get Villas playing really well on 100 with one of your trademark knit backers, that must have given you a lot of elation.
Yeah, it did. Obviously, to break, I know the partnership had been broken, but to get him out, I mean, he scored a double against us here last year, so that was obviously good. But then, yeah, I still felt I was giving enough free balls to do 9-10, which is disappointing. But yeah, still a long way to go in this comp.
You look frustrated out there at times.
Yeah, I wasn't too sure. I've gone through anger and everything in the last sort of 7 games when it hasn't really. Not even gone my way. I haven't even really been creating chances, which has been the disappointing thing. I just found this whole season I've been trying to claw it back, which is I've never been ahead of the batsman, which is where I'd like to operate. It's one of my one strength that I can create pressure, and that is probably my biggest strength, and I just haven't been doing that, and I think the wickets have shown. So yeah. It's been very frustrating. I've got to a point where I've just trying to let it go. I've tried absolutely everything you can imagine, and I've got to a stage now where I'm just waiting for it to wash out the system, and it's taking a bit longer than I thought.
Just keep bowling and keep taking wickets. I mean, 3 today's a start, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a start. That 8-over spell was quite nice just before tea. I felt like I got into a good rhythm there. But again, 5 and over overall is still not good.